Yo, what's good, Strugglers? It's your boy Luke P. Sanders coming at you with a brand new episode for our 10th episode of Strugger Secrets. Now let's get into this March Madness and Mouth Madness, okay? Because today is going to be a good-ass episode, okay? This is part one of the season finale, and it's also February, so that means no editing, all raw, unfiltered, everything. So any screw-ups, any mess-ups I make, it's going to stay in the episode because February is Black History Month, and we've been through a lot as Black Americans and Black people in general. So let's leave it raw and unedited, just like they left us sometimes, a lot of times. Okay, that's another episode. Okay, so let's jump. See, there we go. I'll usually edit that out, but I got to keep it in because that's what I say I was going to do. So today, let's go ahead and jump into Gay Athletes Celebrate March Madness coming up in next week. Oh my gosh. So let's talk about locker room fun. Let's normalize queer athletes. Let's get into Corey and Russ, because I think Corey is the one who is an athlete, but they're a queer couple. And let's get into this BET interracial gay couple. So they're not from a BET show, or BET didn't put them on, quote unquote, but BET did do like another article or digital video. I forget where they're from. See, I should really know much more, but it's this black guy and this white guy, and they're both queer, and they both were on, I think, either basketball or football teams, and they became friends, and they became a couple. So yeah. So let's move on to our next topic, what that mouth do. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this because a lot of people don't talk about aphrodisiacs, at least a lot of guys, or at least I don't hear people of color talking about it, so I said, why not? So here are some sex foods to eat: pineapples, strawberry, watermelon, cocktails, and much more. Now, pineapples is a general one because we all know it makes things taste sweet, and some people even go to the extreme to use it to marinate. But this is a quick funny story, actually. I remember I was somewhere, and I don't know how we got on this topic, but this one girl was like, oh yeah, when he drink this, it make his nut taste sweet. And then one girl was like, well yeah, I do that, and I marinate my yum yum in it. The other girl was like, well, I don't need to do that. I was like, damn, did she just say that? I was just like, ooh, the shade. The shade of it all. I was like, ooh, please stop this conversation, because she basically said that you, like, why you need it. Child, I was like, damn, okay. And then the strawberries, I don't know. Like, they're sweet, so I figured why not. And watermelon, listen, watermelon is not a black fruit. Like, we like a lot of different fruits, black people, I mean. But like a lot of different fruits, white people actually love the hell out of some watermelon. Like, when you see them at family reunions or picnics or gatherings, they go in, seeds and all. Black people, some of us, we like the seeds because we feel like it tastes better. Some of us like it seedless. Me personally like it seedless, so I can just get in with the fit in. But no, white people love watermelon too. So yeah, and that's sweet too. So I'm assuming that's why it's an aphrodisiac as well. And these aphrodisiacs are not just things that taste good and things that taste sweet, but they help to make your fluids taste good. From what I've seen about them, about aphrodisiacs. And they turn you on. These are foods that turn you on and make you want to have sex and make you hormonally charged, if we want to use the scientific version. Did I say scientific? Scientific version. And cocktails and much more. Like, I don't know if cocktails and alcohol is necessarily aphrodisiac, or is it just something that's gonna turn, like, make you, it's gonna lower your inhibitions, so it's gonna make you horny, you know what I mean? So I don't know if that's necessarily an aphrodisiac, but when I looked up and did the research for the show, that's what they said. So for when you're feeling horny and feeling extra freaky, use some edible lube. Now, edible lube, I mean, do I have to explain it? They probably come in all the flavors I just shared above. I know probably strawberry for sure. Maybe watermelon, maybe pineapple. But, I mean, if you give somebody a hand job and you switch to a blow job, I mean, that's just going to bless them. So I feel like that's a part of the reason why you can use edible lube, because if jerking somebody off ain't working no more, or you want to switch, or they want you to switch to give them a blowjob, I feel like edible lube will come in handy, because, like, unless you're just trying to do a quickie and you don't use no type of lubricant, lotion, oil, nothing at all, and then you give them a blowjob, okay, but usually, if you, like, want to give, like, a sensual hand job that feels great and that you're taking your time with, then yeah, usually you want to, I think it'll be a good idea to use some edible lube. Or if you just want to eat somebody out and they don't taste good, or you want them to taste better, hey, you don't gotta be shady about it, because I mean, that's what I just told you. I mean, the shade of it all. I'm just saying, the shade of it all. But I think this would be dope to give head with a sex toy. Oh, okay, so that's something I've been seeing more of. Listen, you talking about trembling, you talking about palpitations, if you give head with a sex toy, because I don't know if you know what the Q-Shot is. Q-Shot is this little thing that came out of heaven, and this is small, but powerful, okay? Sex toy, how do I describe it? It's like, it has, like, flesh on the outside, and it's like, I don't know how I explain it, but if you look up the Q-Shot, and there's actually somebody on Twitter, dang, I'm telling all my business, huh? Okay, there's actually somebody on Twitter who goes by, like, I think, like, the Q-Shot Review, or Q-Shot Reviewer, so, if you want to know what that's about and what it could do and what, and how it feels, definitely look him up, because he would definitely show you, but yeah, so using that, I mean, I say use that if you're trying to break a world record, because unless somebody's just had a bunch of sex, or they just don't get turned on by sex toys, or sex toys don't do much for them, then yeah. But for the average Joe, using a sex toy and giving somebody head, that's gonna make them black out. That's gonna be a good time, okay? And I would also suggest using flavored condoms, you know, since we're talking about what that mouth do and mouth madness, since we're right here with March Madness coming up. Yeah, I would so flavored condoms were for people. That's what I learned. I didn't know that until I was like 18, which I guess is like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't find out super late, because that's when I became active. But anyway, I found out that's when you use flavored condoms for, if people have stuff, or if you don't know what they do, if you're trying to be extra safe or whatever, that's what you use flavored condoms for. So you can, give them head. That's what it's for, because I mean, you're not gonna, or if you just want to be freaky, I mean, if you know you're doing it and then you pull out and then you eat them out and then you do the same thing, and then, you know, so it just, I don't know, some people might be tasting bland, some people might be tasting good, I don't know exactly, because I'm not tasting a whole bunch of people, because I don't want to, I'm not gonna say that, but I'll say it, because I don't want a whole bunch of people in my mouth, or on my mouth, or, you know what I mean? That's what I was going to say, but I'm like, okay, since it's Stroker Secrets, I'm going to give it to you, okay? But, flavored condoms also helps, flavored condoms always, see, this is something I will cut out, but since I'm not doing any editing, since it's Black History Month, flavored condoms helps prevent STDs as well. And that's, I don't have to tell you, like, how big that is. I am huge on safety. I'm an advocate definitely for safety, especially during sex, because there's so many things that can happen during sex that you can catch, that you, is so much. Thank God I am clear. Knocking on wood, because I don't want to jinx myself, but I highly, listen, you don't know nowadays. Even if you do use condoms, you still can get things orally, so you got to just be careful, okay? But if you're not good, then go ahead and get some help and go to the doctor. It's nothing I'm trying to shame you about, please, so that you don't give somebody else something. And be honest, you know, there are websites somehow that I found in apps that if people have herpes or whatever, that you can meet with those people so that you're not giving, you know, other stuff to people who doesn't have it. You know, you can be responsible, you still can have fun. So these are things you find out during quarantine when you got a bunch of time on your hands, okay? But yeah, flavor condoms, easy cleanup as well, and try giving yourself head by doing yoga. Doing yoga stretches you out, and I think that just be super cool. Like, some people think that you have to be super flexible to do it, some people think you have to be super long to do it. I say either or. If you can do both, then hey, okay, you just blessed. But some people, they don't stretch, they don't like stretch back that much to be able to do it, because I've seen it happen. It's actually quite sexy. And then I've seen it happen also with people who are not as long, and that's been quite sexy too, but they had to bend more. But it just depends on who you are and what you can do. Get help bending, because I actually saw like a Comedy Central thing, and I think it was a joke, but I think it's a good tip, no pun intended, to get somebody to help you bend back while you're doing that. So maybe it's a sexual partner or a friend or a friends with benefits situation. But yeah, I mean, it was a quick episode. I didn't want to take too much of your time for this two episode season finale. So next episode will be right up after this. But please make sure that you remember to follow us at Stroke of Secrets on all social media platforms. And remember to listen to our second episode of the season finale next. Just like I said, stay safe and stroke often.